Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:13 on Brian and Kathleen Mornings, and that song means it's time to bring in our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment, as we talk about many issues impacting people who love Jesus and love marriage too. So, hey, thanks for stopping by, you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
So, hey, a single guy asked you a question this time. That's not real common for you.
No.
what's going on?
Kind of a surprise.
Guys in journal asking questions and it's rare.
Yeah, so what's the question he was asking you guys to cover?
Well, here it is. He said, I am a young unmarried guy and have watched many marriages fall apart around me. I am wondering if you can give me some good reasons why I should consider marriage and then the benefits of working things to stay married if I do marry. It seems so many people don't try that hard to stay together.
Hmm.
That's a sad question, but I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm at the phase of life now where, you know, my friends all got married, had kids, and now I'm starting to see the second marriages and the divorces.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't surprised to get this because we get this kind of a question, not formed in this way, but we get this sort of a question when we speak to the pre-marrieds group, when we speak for family life. And I think it's very prevalent that a lot of people, they don't even know, why should I get married? What is the point?
So what do you say to them?
Well, I think this young man just needs to begin to understand that marriage is really a high calling. It's a calling from God. And it's my personal conviction that, you know, the divorce rate that we're seeing is that so high could dramatically decrease if people just would begin to recognize that marriage is a high calling. And so what I would say to this young guy, I mean, he needs to just begin to thoroughly understand, you know, what marriage is all about, why God designed marriage the way he did, and for him to understand fully what marriage is, that it's a covenant commitment. And between one man and one woman, that's a lifetime commitment. And you know, the most important thing for this young guy is to understand that making a covenant in the eyes of God is a very serious matter, and it's not to be taken lightly. And he needs to begin to understand the sacredness of marriage. And a great book that he can be reading at this point is Gary Thomas's book, Sacred Marriage. And it's a perfect time for a young unmarried guy to begin to explore the fact that, you know, it could be that God's design was for marriage to be to make you more holy and not to make you happy. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, though, mostly maybe it's just because of culture, but I don't see the holiness aspect even as a part of the marriage vows anymore.
Right.
And so people are probably losing sight of that, even that in and of itself.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Kathleen. I feel like young people today, I think I honestly feel like the wedding is more important to young people. Not all, let me just say that, not all, but many, more so than really contemplating on what are we going to accomplish in our marriage. They're all kind of intent on having this big, fun wedding, but not really looking much beyond that to seeing, you know, what will be my purpose in marriage and what will we accomplish in hopefully our next 50 or 60 years together.
And yet, you know, I think we have to be cautious too as Christians, right, that we don't paint the picture that marriage is wonderful, but it's also really hard. And so the idea that,
right,
that people have this fairy tale thing, they get a rude awakening when you get in an argument right away, like on the honeymoon.
Yeah,
I think that's a good point too, Brian. And I feel like those are the kinds of things that young people maybe don't anticipate. Except that so many young people have seen their parents go through divorce, so I'm sure that they've probably seen a lot of that in their home. Like I think this young man probably has, where he says, you know, I've seen a lot of marriages fall apart around me. And you know, if you don't have the tools, and I feel like family life, and there's other things as well, but just because we are connected with family life, we think so highly of it. But there's a lot of great, great organizations and books and things that can help strengthen marriage. And I think what this young man, what he probably needs to understand is something, and this is, Brian, from your favorite book, Ecclesiastes.
Yeah.
It says, Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Mm-hmm. For if either of them falls, the one will lift his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily torn apart. And I feel like if a young couple understands even that basic principle, they would be off to a better start. And then there is one other caution maybe for this young man. Maybe he isn't meant to be married. Maybe yeah. the Lord would have him to be single. Not everyone marries, and there are people who live a single life who are productive. My sister Sue has remained single all her life. She is an integral part of our children's mm-hmm. lives, for which we are very thankful. Not everyone's to marry, but if you are called to marry, I believe there's a great plan for your particular life in marriage, if that's what God has called you to.
Right.
That's a super good point, Cindy, because I've even heard like Christopher Yuan, who has been on this program a number of times, talk about one of the problems that the church has in dealing with homosexuality is that we don't have a good theology of singleness, and that Paul even talks about that singleness is a gift in some ways and a calling, as you indicated. I mean, but I think there's been a cultural trend among Christians for many years that the goal is to get married in life, and that isn't the goal for all people, you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's realistic to say that you need to find contentment in life in general, and this young man needs to be content in his singleness, number one. I have not seen too many successful marriages develop or evolve out of someone who was not happy as a single person. So if finding contentment, growing in the relationship with the Lord as a single person, is a very good foundation for moving forward towards marriage, but if I can take this conversation to the next level and just say that if the Lord should bring a young lady into this guy's life, and if he allows the Lord to guide his steps and they both together feel led of the Spirit to take the right next steps in pursuing marriage, then that's a beautiful thing. But I think this guy needs to understand that this is not an intellectual debate, getting married. I mean, it's a process of being convinced that marriage is the right thing for you. It's not for everybody, as we said, but it's the right thing for you. And there really should be no fear at all about entering into a covenant marriage relationship. Mm-hmm. If you are following God's plan and his blueprints for building a strong marriage, I mean, if you have that DNA built into your marriage relationship, into your covenant relationship, then you can be pretty convinced. You're going to be well on your way to making this marriage the very best it can be. And I'm so thankful that God has provided us the ability to know his DNA, to know his purposes and plan for marriage. And they're just laid out for us in God's word.
Yeah.
It's 7:21. We're almost out of time. Cindy, do you have any final thoughts for us before we say goodbye this week?
Well, you know, I have before me a Bible. I have a book here called The Ring Makes All the Difference. I have my notes, and I have a study that was done. So I have all these things. We won't even be able to touch on all of them. Certainly. But, you know, there's also sort of the practical aspect, too. He wants some good reasons why he should consider getting married. There's so much of a completion that does happen when you marry, in terms of, you know, you want someone who will understand you, who will value you, that you can confide in, that you'll have sexual intimacy with. I mean, I have probably a list of about 30 things here. But then also, you know, there's a lot of studies that have been done, and he's probably seeing a lot of marriages that have failed. And, you know, in failed marriages or in single parenting, you know, there's a lot of poverty, because there's a lot of strength in marriage in terms even financially. There's even studies that have been done that say, you know, married couples tend to live longer because they're physically more healthy. You'd have to read those studies. I don't have all of the details on it, but it's out there to say, you know, economically, mentally, emotionally, physically, even just your own family life, there's strength in that. And I think that kind of goes back to what I started with in terms of the scripture, that there's strength in a strand that is tightly woven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, God didn't make the family as a second thought, as a mistake. That was his first intention, I believe, to strengthen what he created. And so I believe that, you know, this young man probably should find some people around him that have a good marriage and really work into their lives and begin to ask them questions that would help him to, one, determine whether or not marriage is for him, but then also if it is, how do I make that work?
Mm-hmm.
And he can always go to a family life weekend to remember. That would be great. And you know what? Sometimes people come to those single as well. They come by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, I know there's been times when we've had a young guy or a young gal, and they say, you know, I'm not married. I'm not even dating someone, but I want to know, what should my part be in marriage? I'm like, whoa, that is like really good thinking.
So wise.
Yeah. Okay. And, if folks want to reach out to you guys and get more connected and learn more, how do they do that?
Well, we'd love for them to come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. Click on like, and you'll get a daily 9 o'clock from Monday to Friday, a little thought to consider or something to discuss. And if you have a question, you can ask there, but it's easier if you come directly to our website at joeferini.com or cindyferini.com. We love to hear your questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too. We'll have you back next week, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.